If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2-2 is strike three called. And that ends the ball game as Kansas City storms back to win the final two of this series. An 11-6 final as the Royals hit a franchise record 7 home runs.
You know, I've often said, I didn't make this up, I was told this before, and I believe it because it's shown to be true. Good teams find ways to win. Bad teams find ways to lose. What do you mean by that? Well, on Saturday night, I thought to myself, man, all the Orioles had to score was 5 runs to win this game, and they got shut out 4-0. On Sunday, all they had to do was hold Kansas City to 5 runs, and they gave up 11 and lost then. They scored 6. So you score, you get shut out one night while only giving up 4 runs. That's not a lot of runs. Then you go out and score 6 runs. How many home runs did the Orioles hit yesterday? I think it was all solos, weren't they?
Yeah.
It was 2 by
Jackson.
They hit 4. Yeah. O'Hearn, yeah. Mullen, and 2 by Jackson Holiday. So they go ahead and 4 home runs, score 6 runs, but they give up 11? Bad teams find ways to lose, man. And right now, they're not a good team.
Well, Ed, I don't know how you feel. Like I told him, I've said this for weeks now. I don't need to see Charlie Morton anymore. I hated what Brandon Hyde said, like, oh, he's going to get more opportunities. Why? Like, he had a 2 whip, a whip of 2, which means he puts 2 runners on base every effing inning. He pitched 1 inning last night, or yesterday afternoon, and his whip went up. It went up. Like, there's, and again, yeah, Charlie's had a phenomenal career. This
he's
ain't
had a
it.
Good career.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's won some World Series. He's been a big part of a lot of those teams making the run. When the Astros made their run, he was that chip that they got. Everybody talked about Verlander and this. He helped them a ton. He helped the Braves. There's a lot of things. Like, he had a great career in my mind, especially starting off in Pittsburgh in that cesspool. But it ain't it now.
I just feel like right now, Ed, 4-0, you lose, you score 6. It's like what Smokey said on Friday. No sugar? Damn, y'all never got 2 things that match. Either you got Kool-Aid, no sugar, peanut butter, no jelly, ham, no burger.
Yeah.
That's what the Orioles
cereal,
are right
no
now.
Cereal, no milk.
They never have two things the same.
Now, it's true. Because it's funny. Just when we're saying, now the pitching, it's the pitch. Now the hitting sucked. It went from the hitting, and this is exactly what happened here. You get shut out, and then you give up 11 runs and set a franchise record for home runs. So, it's like it's one day it's the offense that lets you down, one day it's the defense that lets you down. It's just really frustrating.
Well, I was telling Rob this, and this is just so bad. Every game, I mean, Charlie Morton's 0-6, right? But every game he's appeared in this year, the Orioles have lost. Everyone. And, I mean, I'm not saying if he'd make 0 appearances that all of a sudden they're above 500 now. Yeah. But, like, I don't know what else you need to tell you. Analytically speaking, he sucks. Just looking at it with your baseball eyes, he sucks. Putting him in the games and looking at the results, he sucks. There's no reason to throw him out there anymore. Just give him his damn money and tell him to go away.
You think they're willing to do that?
I don't. Who cares? What are you like? You're trotting him out there and losing games. There has to be somebody. Put Mateo in it, bullpen, for all I care. I mean, he'd look better than freaking Charlie Morton. It's just, it's bad. And when Hyde comes out and says he's going to keep getting opportunities, why? Explain why, other than we paid him money. Explain it.
Again.
I just think it's one of these things when coaches are trained or they train themselves to just never throw the guys under the bus. But there comes a time, like, hey.
I'll never forget when the Arizona Diamondbacks gave Russ Ortiz $26 million to go away, and the Orioles picked him up. And then 3 weeks later, they were like, yeah, I see why they told him to go away. He's so bad. But then you got to realize, though, that Orioles team, this is what they did. They grabbed all these crappy arms here or there. We've been talking about it when the Orioles were going through the rebuild, and everybody's like, when are we signing this guy? Nope, you're getting Jordan Lyles. Nope, you're getting Kyle Gibson. Nope, you're getting these vets, the inning eaters. That's what you were getting. Now you're at the point where you're hoping you can turn that corner, turn the page, whatever, and get to the next level. But right now you're in last place, and you've got a pitcher that can't pitch that you keep putting out there for some reason.
I love to find the pitcher that was signed to be an innings eater who was an all-star. Because those two things don't match. Those two things don't match.
Well,
he's an innings eater. Yeah, he has an ERA of under 3, and he won 13 games. And that said no innings eater ever. As soon as you're labeled that, it's like, you know, she has a good personality. It's like, you know, he has a high motor. All those things are the same.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
They fall under the same umbrella. It's just like, it's a, I don't want to call it a backhanded compliment, but you get it.
It is.
Yeah.
He's the innings eater. Meaning, you know, listen, I used to be upset by that phrase, Ed, but I'm not anymore because I've come to find out that innings eater means that's all he's going to do. Go out there for innings. He's no other productivity other than giving you some innings.
What that usually means is our starting rotation sucks. So we need a guy that can just hang on until we get to the bullpen, which is, you know, we can live with.
Yeah, who's the Guardians innings eater?
Well, all their pitchers, for the most part, are good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's my point. So who would you label in that rotation of innings eater?
No, let's go to another team. Give me another team. Just throw another team at me. Just throw any other team at me. You can't use Cleveland. Throw another team at me.
All right, who is the Blue Jays innings eater?
All right, give me another one. Don't use the Blue Jays. I mean, I may have said Chris Bassett.
Give me the Red Sox innings eater. Give me the Astros innings eater.
Will you?
Okay.
Do you want left or right hand?
No.
Because I'm struggling just thinking of left.
I know you are.
Is it right-handed? Is that what you... I mean, these teams, some of these teams, look, we're making a joke about it, but some of these teams do have guys that they label innings eaters, but...
By the Rays.
I don't know, man. I saw Ryan Yarbrough get a start over the weekend.
I don't think I've ever seen Jeremy struggle for answers so much.
I think I can name...
It's just painful, man.
I'm pretty sure I can name every starting pitcher in Major League Baseball if you wanted to go through this. And
so who's the worst?
Who's the worst, what, pitcher?
Starting pitcher.
Charlie Morton.
Well, he's not starting anymore?
No. Well, who do we want to throw out there? I mean, there's a bunch of guys you could really look at. The White Sox have a few guys that show up at the...
But before, was Charlie Morton, you think?
No, usually you see some of the Rockies pitchers as some of the worst. But that's...
Yes.
All of a sudden, that has to do with where you're playing.
Yep.
And maybe the Orioles will, but they were talking about it yesterday, and this is why I talk about the weather all the time. Was it sticky down there? Was it humid? Because when the humidity picks up in Baltimore, I've said this.
It was humid yesterday.
Atlanta, Baltimore, Philly, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
Dude.
Those balls fly out of the effing stadium.
It was sticky yesterday out there. The first one that Jackson Holiday hit looked like it had some giddy up to it. Like it was a fly ball that just wouldn't stop flying. The second one he hit was a bomb. That would have been out any time. It could have been a jet stream and that one would have got out of the stadium. But that first one, it was weather aided.
You're talking about the Rockies and being aided by the weather or the stadium, both, the altitude. Do the Orioles have a worse team ERA?
In baseball?
Than the Rockies.
Oh, the
next to last. The 31st.
Well, that's not fair. The Rockies have been on the road for a while. They helped bring their...
I will say this, though, about Jackson Holiday. He looks like he belongs. That whole how his career started is irrelevant now. The kid is batting .273, on-base percentage of .340, and a slugging of .443. That is a OPS of .783. He looks like he belongs now.
I told Rob, for the guys like myself that didn't want to trade Mayo, didn't want to trade Holiday, and didn't want to trade Basayo, regardless of what we were talking about, like, we can't argue that they made the right decision by not moving them until we've seen the first couple years of their careers people are just taking victory laps already. Like, oh, I told you, should have done this. Kyle Stowers is killing it right now in Miami. You know what everybody's saying? I can't believe they traded him. When was he going to play here? Who is he playing over? Which outfielder? Pick one. He is not. He wouldn't have.
Yeah.
It's just so silly, though. Like, we get this stuff where people want to take victory laps early. Let the stuff play out and then see if you were right.
And he's not a bad defensive second baseman either. No. Talk about Holiday.